We are in Siman Tov Kuf Mem. We're up to Sif Dalid, and we will be completing the Siman. Tzir Hadeles, V'hamafteach V'hamanul, Mutul V'hatzinor V'hakora. So we're talking about the different parts of the door. Now, in those days, the way the door worked was that a door was of course, this rectangular piece of wood. And it had on it a stick that went into a hole in the ground, but it wasn't just a hole. The hole itself was protected because otherwise it would fall over eventually, and it would go around on it. And then there's a door frame. So let's go through. Let us go through the various parts of it. The tzir is actually the foot of the door that goes around. That is the part that goes into the ground. Hatzinor. The mafteach and the manol is obviously the key and the lock. The tzinor, what is that? That is the hole in the ground that is reinforced. The tzinor is a little pipe that is reinforcing that hole in the ground that the stick goes into. Vahakora, that's the door frame. Bein shem shel eitz, bein shem shel barzel, whether it's wood, whether it's metal. Shenishbru, they broke. Afilu me'erev yontif, even if it happened erev yontif, but you weren't planning on fixing it on Chol HaMoed. Yochel litaknim below shinu, you're allowed to do this without a shinu. Mipnei is a hefsid godelu. Shem yaniach hapesach pasuk v'dalse shvuris nimtza ma'abed kol ma'ashe bebayis. Your house is unprotected. People are going to walk off with all your belongings. V'lachein muter. Therefore, it's permissible. U'bilvad shlo yechav malachto b'moed. As long as you did not say, you know, on Chol HaMoed I have time. That's when I'm going to fix the door. Sifhei. Muter livnos maisa hedyet eva shetochel bo abehema. Now, ochel nefesh, you're allowed to do maisa umen. Ochel behema, you're only allowed to do maisa hedyet. Which means with a shinui. Muter livnos maisa hedyet it's the beleshev alishan aleha. You're not allowed to do a maisa umen to make a chair. That's not called ochel nefesh. But you are allowed to do a chair or a bed in a way that's not a maisa umen. Sivzayin tanur vikirayim. If you're making an oven, so the oven is what you bake in, the kirayim is a burner that you cook on. She'efshu she'yavshu v'yofa ben b'moed. You're making it out of clay. It could be that it'll be ready on Chol HaMoed and you'll be able to use it for baking. The halachi is osin, you're allowed to make it. Why is this mutter? The halachi is that machshirei ochel nefesh are also mutter on ma'isa umen. V'im lav, enos nosam. Obviously, if it's not going to be usable on Yontif, then you're not allowed to make them. Says the Ramov, Wadin asis kderis valfasin shari. You're also allowed to make a pot and a deep kind of pot. You're allowed to make that on Chol HaMoed if you need a pot. Certainly, you can buy one. So this halachi is because any kind of utensil that is made for ochel nefesh is mutter. This is usur if you could have done it before and you planned on doing a Chol HaMoed because you had time. Now, in the case where it won't be ready for Yontif, even Ma'aseh Hedyot is usur. Malacha derech shinui and Chol HaMoed shelo letzarech HaMoed is also usur. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that this is not limited to a baking oven. This also goes for a heating oven. Repairing the heating in a home where it's cold, we say akol cholenetz latzina, so you're allowed to actually call the repairman. Poskim discuss an air conditioner repair, and they say that if the weather is extremely hot, then we would give it the same halacha as an oven. Benkach ubenkach bonim shal cheres shal tanav al akira tfeil shalem, the insulation that works even before it dries, that you're always allowed to add if you want to use it for Yontif. Let's go on a little bit more, and then we obviously have to discuss the state of the refrigerator on Chol HaMoed. Can you do refrigerator repairs? But let's just see this next halacha. Nokdim es harechayim. Rechayim is a flour mill, so often the stone gets dulled, it becomes smooth, and it doesn't really grind very well. So you have to go make holes in it again to make it rough so that it's going to be able to grind. Uposchim lohem ayin, pirish nekev sholsim be'emtza rechayim. You're allowed to open up that little hole, the hole that's at the center of the grinding stone, also to make it work. Umamidim osam, you actually put it up, you erect it. Uvonim amasa chayim shel rechayim. You're actually allowed to, if you have a water mill, you're allowed to go and make the path for the water to come in, so it's gonna power the mill. If you have an animal mill, the kotzin siporni achamor shel rechayim, you're allowed to cut the nails of the donkey for the grinding, because there too we're afraid that he's going to slow down because his nails are going to be bothering him. Hagah umutul lechadet sakin b'moed. You're allowed to sharpen a knife on Chol HaMoed. The sakin shenishper b'moed mutul asacheres. If your knife breaks, you can go make another one. So what is the halacha? Machshirei ochal nefesh are mute in a maisa umen. Now, the question is, what would that include and what would that not include? And we're going to see at the beginning of the next siman that not everything involving food is considered machshir ochal nefesh. The poskim taina that fixing a refrigerator is mutter. Why is that? Because your food is going to get spoiled. That's machshirei ochal nefesh, that is directly involved in food. The same goes for a refrigerator that you're using to make things cold so that they're going to taste good for Yantif. That's still part of machshir ochal nefesh. So you're allowed to call a repairman. You can do professional repairs on a refrigerator on Chol HaMoed. That's all considered machshir ochal nefesh, for which the maisa umin is mutter.